something will come up that you will say it's not great timing. It's always going to happen. You have to keep going. You have to keep on pushing through. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I pretty much, this podcast just follows the seasons of my life. So right now I'm in a very exciting season. I'm in a very new season, which also means I'm at a new level. I'm witnessing a lot of new devils, pretty much old devils dressed up in new outfits, coming in and dancing around me daily. And something that is on my mind is how often we are in this place and how often we trick ourselves into thinking that we should get smaller again, or dodge things, or go into our old patterns of avoidance, or God, it was so much easier before these anxiety or panic attacks came back to haunt me again because I'm going to this new level. It's easy to go into that phase of, gosh, maybe enough is enough. Maybe I should just be satisfied with what is. And there are some times in life when I do think that's important to look around and say, oh my gosh, I have all the things that I once wished for. And if this, you know, can I be happy with just this? Can I be present with just this? Is this enough? And I think if you say yes, and I also know there's more for me, I believe that that is more than okay. I know Ed Milet calls it a blissful dissatisfaction, and I thoroughly have that. And I feel like a lot of my listeners, if not all of my listeners, have that as well. But there's a beautiful balance. And when we find ourselves in that place of, wow, I'm so content and I know there's more, what happens when we commit to that decision, right? A decision, I believe side means to cut off. So when you decide and you cut off all other options, immediately following, what happens is that you're going to have all of these things come in that tell you why you shouldn't do it, why you're not the person who can do it or handle it, and why you're not capable. And it's going to take everything that you have to keep going. So I want to share today just some of the feelings that you're going to experience when you're on this journey. And number one, I think everyone relates to this. It's just straight up imposter syndrome. You are going to feel like, who the hell do I think I am to do this? And I just want to share, every single person feels that way. You're not unique. You're not special. Okay, we know you're special, but this problem is not special to you. I want you to think of every single person that you look up to. They've been there and they just keep going. They push through the discomfort. They say, I can do hard things. They say, I'm never quitting. They say, I'm never giving up, all of these things, right? In order to keep going. So imposter syndrome is definitely going to come in the second that you do this. Number two, what's going to happen is that the second that you decide and you start moving forward, there will be something that happens that is like not fun. It will be either your worst fear, or it will be something super challenging with someone that you know. It will be a family problem. Something will come up that you will say it's not great timing. It's always going to happen. You have to keep going. You have to keep on pushing through. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I always talk about how important your comeback rate is. It's not about failure. It's not about how many times you failed. It's about how quickly you can recover and come back
from the failures. So if you run a business, you know that it's crucial in business and in health. So if you're in charge of hiring in your company, it should be in every job description to have a fast comeback rate. Whether you're ready to make your next important hire or you need some rehiring tips, Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you your best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make sure your search is that much easier. Also, you only pay for what you need. This is huge as an entrepreneur. You can pause your account at any time and there are no long-term contracts. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. And we know that speed is so important sometimes when you're hiring and trying to scale. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st.
Number three, your past thing that you dealt with that was trying to stop you is going to come in again. It's just going to come in with fancier clothes on. So maybe it was a relationship. You might get that in a new form of a relationship that you thought, oh, this person is so up-leveled, this would never happen. Or, oh, this isn't going to happen in my new relationship, except or in my new business, right? Oh, that was my old team member. Now that's not going to happen with this new team member. It's going to be a fancier problem, meaning it's going to be the same exact thing. You're going to have the same, you're going to be able to use the same exact tools on it. It's not going to be able to stop you. It's literally just going to be able to have to make you sit and think a little bit clearer and say, what is it that I need to do in order to solve this problem? So whenever these different things come in, you really have to say, I can do hard things. You want to know what I've been saying over and over and over is I can do hard things. And I lean in and I'm like, the resistance is the gift. The resistance and the challenges are the tickets to your next level. How long can you sit in them? So every time a challenge comes, I want you to say, thank you. This is the only way we get to the next level. This is the weight training. This is the weight room. This is the resistance. So what if this happens? I'll move through it. I've never met an entrepreneur who hasn't had a massive challenge or something that they wouldn't wish upon their worst enemy happen and they get through it. So mantras that you need to adopt are get bigger than the problem. It doesn't matter what happens. I can get through it. The solution is always out there. There is always a way. If you have anything but these beliefs, I can tell you that you're not going to get to your next level. And if you're sitting here like, well, I don't really feel like I believe that. You don't have to feel like you believe it. You just have to keep saying it in the moment and embodying it and saying, what would it feel like if I really believed this? And you'll have moments and glimpses of freedom, and that's all it is. The rest of the time, you will feel crazy. The rest of the time, you will wonder, but you'll just keep choosing to believe that it's this or something better. It's always this or something better. So I just want you to remember that if you're in resistance right now, if you're in the I don't know, if you're in all of those things, you got to keep going. You have to keep leaning in. You have to keep asking. You have to find your answer. They're not going to come to you. So if you don't know what to do, you have to ask someone, what would you do right now if you were me? You have to get that muscle up so that you can keep on going no matter what happens. So you guys, I want to know what you're working on right now. I want to know what it is that you are working on that you want to see through to the end. So on Instagram, just share what that thing is. Like, what are you working on? What are you moving through right now? What are you trying to get to? What are you doing? I would love, love, love to know. Tag me at Lori Harder, tag at Earn Your Happy. And let me know if right now you guys are in resistance like I am and understand that this is the way to get to the next level. You guys, I love you so much. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.